I'm Josie.
I'm Anna Sophia.
Josie Kitchell, Anna Sophia Brown, Juniper Rindell, and Campbell Morgan are classmates at Ross Montessori in Carbondale. Each of them is 12 years old. They and their teacher, Lori Meyer, attended Carbondale's climate rally Friday at Soper's Park. Inspired by Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg, these girls have thought seriously about climate change. They spoke with me first about what they've noticed in 12 short years.
I've noticed the heat in the summer has risen a lot over the years, and it didn't used to be this hot in the summers.
I've done a lot of research on climate change, and I've done a project about it, and I'm actually being Greta Thunberg for an event that we kind of do at our school, and I've just noticed how much small things can help, like biking and walking, and yeah.
I've noticed the winters are growing shorter, and it's snowing much less than usual.
I remember when I was little, we went to Arizona, and I remember we'd gone there a few times before, and I realized that, like, it was, I don't remember what time of year it was, but it never rained when we were there, and it rained for the whole few weeks we were there. And then a few winters ago, I remember me and my family were going skiing, and it was, like, December, and usually there'd be more snow, but there were, like, little trees poking up on all the runs and, like, rocks everywhere, and it was, like, brown snow from the dirt, and it wasn't how the winters usually were.
At 12 years, these girls have their whole lives ahead of them. How do they feel about growing up in a changing climate?
It's frankly really scary. Like, as my older sister Ruthie Brown mentioned while she was talking on the stage, when we heard that we only had 11 years left to change, like, massive climate change, it really scared me, and I just started being much more mindful about it because I never really noticed, and that, like, brought so much attention to it.
I think it's very scary because I don't know when climate change could affect it so much that we can't live here anymore, so I might not be able to live beyond 30 or 40. You never know, which I thought was really scary. That's what I was thinking about last night, and that's probably my biggest fear, is not being able to have a future because of climate change.
You don't think that you'll live beyond 30 or 40?
I do believe I will, but there are possibilities that it will get too hot or things will take over that won't allow me to live a normal life or live at all between, like, after 60, maybe 40 years, something around that, like, area. So that's really, really scary.
Yeah, I'm very scared for my future and the future of all the people around me, my age or younger, or even the adults, too.
It kind of scared me when they said we have 8 or 11 years left before it would go to where we wouldn't be able to fix climate change. And I used to think that it was something, it was like the world just going, like Earth, like an ice age. It was just like it going through its cycle. But now I kind of think that's really our fault, and that if we don't fix it now, we're not going to have that much time left.
When I was younger, I was so excited to have kids and to, like, be able to have children of my own. But now I'm wondering if that's, like, an acceptable thing, to bring children into a world where they may not have an access to, like, water or to winters or something that I've loved and, like, cherished for my entire life. And what if it's, like, I've just been taking it for granted and it's scary, and I've always wondered what I can do, and today was really helpful for that, and it was cool to hear.
Looks like this brings up a lot of emotion for you.
Yeah. Personally, it's been, like, a huge, like, fear of mine almost, or a big part of what I plan and what I do, and it's brings up a lot of emotion, yeah.
Lori Meyer, their teacher, says climate change presents a difficult challenge for educators.
This is a challenge that humanity has not ever faced. We faced major world wars, and of course, you know, in Europe and in the Pacific, you would have seen people in World War II face insurmountable problems, but there was always hope that the war would be over. And I think there was a lot of confidence at some point this will end. And this is a problem that we need to be looking at as seriously as a world war, as a world community. You know, when you talk to kids that are 12, they may not live or have the kind of lifestyle that we have right now when they're my age or even into 30 years old. It's more about, how do you feel about this? What can you do on a little scale? How do we write our congressmen and women that need to know about that? And how frequently? Do we need to do it daily? Do we need to make phone calls? Do we need to do emails? What is it that gets the fire burning with Congress to start making some action? And, you know, even them speaking and saying, I support the Paris Climate Change Accord. I support that. Why doesn't my country? These guys have tremendous voices. They're learning to articulate them, and they need a platform. And so in class, you know, we have seminars where we talk about this stuff. And allowing them to feel it and find solutions and then follow through on those solutions, that's really important for these guys.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.